So what I decided to do is my classified ad, I changed it. I didn't put it over there where it says, we buy houses along with those other 50 investors. I put it over in a section that says, we buy mortgages.
You're listening to 5-Hour Real Estate Week, where you'll learn to consistently buy real estate in only 5 hours a week. So if you're ready to invest in real estate, achieve financial freedom, and own the lifestyle you deserve, even with your job, this is the show for you. Now, here's your host, Mike Butler.
Hello there. We're back at it again. Mike Butler here. And today's episode on Throwback Thursday is something that is going to be outrageous. It's fun. And you can still do it today. And so let me just preface this with what it was like when I got started. And of course, that was back in the late 80s, early 90s. And what happened is, if you recall, where real estate started trending. And so everybody and their brother started jumping on this real estate bandwagon. Now, does that sound familiar? Yeah, it's happening right now. So in my town, we normally have anywhere from 3,000 to 5,000 houses for sale. And as of day before yesterday, there were 880-something houses for sale. That's on our MLS, our Board of Realtors. 880. Okay, but our local real estate investor groups, they're exploding. They're busting at the seams. Everybody and their brother, once again, is jumping on this real estate investing bandwagon. You got the TV shows, the flips, the flops, and all this and that, and fixer-uppers, and it's happening nationwide. So there was no internet. What I'm getting ready to share with you, you're going to laugh. I'm going to share this with you because it worked. And we got to think outside the box, and we got to find out. If you haven't read that 10-minute book called Who Moved My Cheese, get it. It's easy read. Now, so back then when all this was happening to me, there was no internet, there was no websites, nor email. I mean, fax machine was technology. So here's what was happening. In our local newspaper, in the Sunday's edition, there would probably be anywhere from 35 to 50 classified ads that say, we buy houses, fast cash for houses, I buy houses, all this stuff. I mean, 35 to 50 classified ads every single Sunday. And, you know, they weren't cheap. It cost about $1,000 a month, probably just for the Sunday only ad. Well, I tried 7 days a week. I tried running them 3 days a week. So I'm thinking, okay, I got to get out of this groove and get myself away from the competition. In fact, what I like to do is to rub my genie bottle and say, how can I find leads, okay, without any competition? So I got to think about back to when I bought my very first house. I think I was 18 years old, and I grew up, like, you know, in the south end of Louisville, Kentucky, Taylor Boulevard, just a few blocks from Churchill Downs. And being the oldest of seven kids, I didn't have any kind of formal or high-level financial kind of training. No. They didn't even teach us how to balance a checkbook. So the lifestyle of the rich and famous is where I got to see those folks. So anyway, I'm thinking about folks that I have talked to. What I'm getting ready to share with you has probably cost me over $1 million, but at the same time, it's made me over $1 million. So think about this. Here I am, 18-year-old kid. I assume a VA loan on my first house I bought, which was one block from Churchill Downs, and I lived in it. And then somebody came up with this idea, and I can't remember who. Somebody had a relative or knew somebody, this or that. And they said, hey, why don't you refinance your loan on your home and you can get a cheaper interest rate and lower your payments by about $100? Well, that was a lot of money back then. So I went ahead and did that. Okay. So I went and I refinanced my home and I got my second mortgage. Okay. And listen to what I just said there. You're going to have to listen carefully on this one. And so I paid off what you and I would call the first mortgage. Okay. And it got replaced with this new mortgage from my refinance. Well, step into my world back then, being an 18-year-old kid that had bought this house that had a mortgage on it. So that would have been from, now talking like Larry and Daryl, okay, no real estate training whatsoever, don't know the difference between a mortgage or a deed or contract, none of that stuff. So my first mortgage was that VA loan that I assumed. And in my mind, I had a second mortgage too. And that was the one I got with Greater Louisville. And they refinanced, paid off my first mortgage. And now it lowered my payments. I got a cheaper interest rate. Well, that's good. That's still happening today. But the one thing I want you to think about here is that person who's a motivated seller, don't ask them, never ask them, who's your first mortgage? Do you have a second mortgage? Because if you'd have asked me back then, I'd say, well, my first mortgage was with Sunbelt Mortgage. Okay, do you have a second mortgage? Oh, yeah. Yeah, I got a second mortgage. That's with Greater Louisville. When in fact, I only had one mortgage, okay? But I just simply reverted to what my experience was. I had a first mortgage, and did you get a second mortgage? Yeah, I got a second mortgage. Okay, and had I refinanced that again, I guess I'd have called that a third mortgage. So what we got to do is we got to be able to talk slang, the slang, or jump into their world, their bubble, okay, of your motivated seller to make sure you're communicating effectively. Because I know that that has happened to me several times. So think about this. We've got folks who are behind in payments. You can blame it on COVID. You can blame it on whatever, the economy, all this and that. So I had 35 to 50 fellow real estate investors putting classified ads in the Sunday newspaper saying, we buy houses. So I decided I got to break apart from that. So I tried something unique. So remember I just explained to you about the 18-year-old kid in the South End, the low-income neighborhood, poor neighborhood, and he had a first mortgage, and then he got a second mortgage, and this and that. Well, guess what? That 18-year-old kid, along with a whole bunch of other homeowners and not investors necessarily, but a whole bunch of other people that own homes and houses, they all have mortgages. Okay? And so when they get behind on their mortgages, they don't understand our term, our language, our the glossary of all the real estate terms out there. So what I decided to do is my classified ad, I changed it. I didn't put it over there where it says we buy houses along with those other 50 investors. I put it over in a section that says we buy mortgages. And I'm put the buy, okay? We don't sell them. We don't create them. We buy mortgages. Well, think about Larry and Daryl. Well, wait a minute. I'm upside down. I'm backwards on my mortgage here. This guy buys mortgages. Maybe we can sell it to him. Now, that may sound bizarre, but let me tell you something. It worked. Now, did it work in the land and the zip codes of the luxury homes and stuff? No way. So these were pretty much the starter ones, okay? But when I got started, though, remember I did my full-time job. I had about 5 hours a week to do it in, and so I need to be efficient. I need to be effective, and I didn't have a whole lot of money. In fact, less than $1,000 when I actually got started. So I had to start off with the lower income property, rental properties, and they were in the neighborhood that I grew up in. I started out buying them on my old paper route. And so this actually worked. I dropped my jaw. Now, did I share this with anybody else? At that time, I had hooked up and joined our local RIA group, the Real Estate Investor Association. And when this started working for me, I was like, holy cow, this is kind of cool. So I didn't say a word to anybody else, not a peep. I don't want to school my competition. I'm out there struggling for me. They're not going to help me out or bail me out. So I thought that I just, wow, this is awesome. So we buy mortgages. Okay. Now there are people out there and there are gurus out there teach you how to buy discounted notes and mortgages and do all the paper and the notes and all this and that. That's not really what I'm talking about here. My target was to have somebody who, and I marketed this a lot more than just the classified ads in the Sunday paper, but I would have Vista Properties was my company name. I could not use my name because all the thugs in the neighborhood, oh, Butler Properties, that's that Detective Butler. Let's tear his house up. So I couldn't use that. So me and my wife came up with the name Vista Properties. And so my slogan was, we buy houses, we rent homes. And I put underneath that, we buy mortgages. And it's unbelievable. I had people who would call up and say, yeah, you buy mortgages? I said, yes, we do. And I basically fill out a property information sheet, which is the mini PIS card that you get with my Buy Without Banks home training system. And so I'd fill that out and I'd go over there and we'd end up, even though it all started with We Buy Mortgages, okay, that was to get my foot in the door to help me find and identify motivated sellers where I could do deals with them. So that was a home run. So think about that one and chew on it a little bit. And I think you'll find the more you do, the more you chew on it, the more it'll make sense. And remember, never ever say we do mortgages, we sell mortgages, or we have mortgages. No, no, no. You got to be real careful on that. Because when you're dealing with owner occupants, there's all kinds of federal predatory lending laws and stuff, RESPA and all this and that, that you got to steer clear of. But as long as you just say we buy mortgages, you're safe. So that's today's lesson here. And I hope you enjoy it. Hope it put a smile on your face. I hope it gives you the deer in the headlight look. So if you got a mirror close by, look and see if you're going, what? What is he talking about? But give it a shot. It works. That combined with all of your other things is what's going to put you leagues and eons ahead of your friendly competition and allow you to get your 20 nice rentals paid for and do it safely and quickly in 3 to 5 years. So adios. This wraps up this one. See you on the next one.
Glad you joined us for another episode of 5-Hour Real Estate Week. The best thing you can do now is put this information to action. To help you get started, Mike created a free resource for you called How to Buy 50 Houses a Year, Even with Your Job. Download it now by going to mikebutler.com/50houses. And we'll see you on the next episode.